So the Gemara speaks about the importance of camaraderie, of chavrusa when it comes to limud Torah. Cherev al abadim v'nei alu, cherev al soinayan shalmi tamid chachamim, she'oiz kimbad bebad b'Torah. The Gemara says that they don't achieve the proper clarity. V'lo yoyed al shemitapshin. They have a foolishness in their learning. Not only that, they come to chet. The Marshal explains there are three benefits to learning with a chavrusa, to learning with an oilam, with a tzibur. On all three parts, levels, aspects of Torah. Firstly, you have the initial learning stage, the limud. To have clarity on that, you need people. This way you get the facts straight. Then you have the next point, havana, the understanding, the depth, the analysis. That certainly can benefit from a good give and take, interaction with others. And finally, you have the concept of psak halacha. So even a rav, he's going to do it alone, he perhaps will not achieve the proper clarity to bring him to the proper psak halacha. It needs to be that the interaction between the rabbanim, between the poiskim, which allows them to achieve proper clarity regarding psak halacha. So those are the three points mentioned in the Gemara. Firstly, cherev al sinayim, oiskin bad b'bad b'torah, they don't really share resources, they're lacking in the actual limud and the facts and the background. If you don't go ahead and share and have from the other person, not only that, metaption, they arrive at untrue conclusions, confusion, lacking clarity, lacking true proper havana. And finally, it brings to chet, to an erroneous psak halacha, as a result of this confusion in their learning. Says the Marsha, therefore you meant to know the true kiyum Talmud Torah is only with chaver. So it's not just an added benefit. No, to be mekayim, mitzvahs Talmud Torah properly needs to be done with others, with chavrusa, with chaver, with a shir, with a revi, which allows you to reach the proper level of limud Torah. Otherwise, you haven't really fulfilled the mitzvah properly. You haven't achieved true clarity. Now, it's interesting to note that the Prima Gadim in the Hakdama to one of his Svarim called Sefer Notrikan does write that, you know, at times a person might find it difficult attending the Beis Medrash. It's noisy. It's crowded. It's tumultuous. This person perhaps needs quiet and tranquility to properly get to his learning. So he says, in this case, a person should learn on his own. So it's all personal, depends on the situation. Generally speaking, learning bad bevad is problematic. So the typical person can benefit from the public setting. But as the Prima Gadim points out, on occasion you have somebody who's sensitive to noise, sensitive to the crowd. In that case, he can learn better on his own. And in fact, we do find that there were great people who spent a lot of time on their own. Rabbi Feinstein was known to learn many, many years on his own in Russia. He didn't have a chavrusa, but it didn't seem to affect his clarity. So how do we understand that? The Gemara seems to say that true clarity is only with chavrusa, with chaverim. So the truth is that the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei goes into this sugya. He says that, you know, the point of chavrusa is so that they can express their words, they can verbalize their machshavos. He says, you know, the machshava of a person can lead in all directions, but to truly, truly clarify the concept, you have to express it in words. You have to verbalize it. You have to capsulize it in dibur. The koyach ha-dibur. Koyach ha-bina. Not just chachon. Bina, which is dibur, helps you clarify, helps you internalize and get to the true havana of your Torah. So he writes that the chavrusa arrangement allows both parties to express themselves. They have a listening ear. So you're compelled to speak, compelled to be medaber, be moitzi the milim from your peh, which brings it to the next level of learning, which is koyach habina. So, having said that one of the main elements of chavrusa is to bring it to dibur. So a person finds it difficult to sit with others, but at least he's going to express what he's thinking. Rather than just sitting and mumbling or thinking, he's going to take his thoughts and verbalize it. package it in words and sentences and phrases and make sure things work. Make sure things stim, they're clear, they make sense, as though he's speaking to somebody else. In that case, perhaps he'll have similar benefit to actually sitting and learning with people. You know, the Chafetz Chaim's son writes that the Chafetz Chaim used to sit for hours learning himself, and he would speak to somebody, as though he was speaking to somebody. There was nobody there, but he would learn that way. No, so how do you understand the Gemara? You have to say it like that. He would go through the whole give and take, the whole back and forth, as though he's having a conversation with a living person. Once a story, somebody's walking by Rav Eliashiv, Zatzal Shul, and he hears a chavrusa going on. He didn't want to disturb, and he's waiting for the chavrusa to be over, and it's just on and on. He peeks inside, and he sees Rav Eliashiv sitting himself. So what are you going to say? Ah, I get now. And he was a whole back and forth, a whole conversation, a whole debate, just with himself. He had the ability to do that, and everybody can do that. Such a depth of mind to cover all sides of a debate as though you're dealing with people in front of you. So these chachamim apparently found it more beneficial to learn on their own, but they learned as though they were sitting with the chavrusa. So they pretty much got to this similar destination to sit like, as though they were sitting and learning with somebody else. You know, I once heard from Rabelski Shlita, he says, regarding this question of learning on your own or learning with somebody else, he says, it should be yoisi deishneim. I mean, the person should, a little of this, a little of that, choose a little bit time by yourself and a little time with somebody else, so that you have both concepts. You have time on your own to think and to analyze and to contemplate, which some people find hard to do with others, you know, with others around. So you do that a bit, and then you interact with others as well. So you have both hanois, both benefits. Yetzi deishneim. Likewise, I once heard from a chashav Talmud Chacham, even if a person learns himself, for whatever reason, but he should make sure that he should have discussions with people. Find moments, find opportunities to present your chidushim, your observations, your kashas to other people. So although most of the time you're learning yourself, but at least you take the main points, your chidushim, your observations, and share it with others, express it with others. This way you have the te'elis of interacting with others, which is crucial to achieving true clarity and madrega limud HaTorah.